Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Leanne Dickerson with Downtown Frederick Partnership.
Listeners are going to think we're crazy, but we think it's just crazy enough that it's going to catch on, Leanne.
No, I would have to agree.
So what are we calling this? It's called It's a Wonderful Walk, right?
Yes. Yeah. And we're all going to be walking down Patrick and Market Street through downtown Frederick. And if you haven't been here lately, the holiday lights are up. Everything's beautiful.
Yeah. Explain sort of like, because you and I know downtown Frederick like the back of our hand. But let's say there's some listeners here in D.C. that are hearing this and thinking, oh, I might make a road trip up there. Either I've never been there or it's been a while and I haven't seen it lately. Explain to them why it's so picturesque, so idyllic, and so much darn like Bedford Falls.
So downtown Frederick is an area of, it's about, I'd say, you know, 8 blocks long and about 4 or 5 blocks wide. And we have tons and tons of locally owned businesses in downtown, all kind of concentrated right here in this beautiful little area. Everybody's got holiday lights up on their storefronts. There are holiday lights up in the trees, and it just looks really magical and beautiful this time of year. So not only can you come down and just have a lot of fun running up and down the streets shouting Merry Christmas to everybody, but you can also do lots of holiday shopping, holiday eating, and drinking while you're here too.
Let's talk about sort of the exact path we're going to take. So we're going to screen the movie for free at 7 p.m. at the Weinberg Center, which is this, you know, if you've never been, it's like a, you know, movie palace back from like the 20s. So we're going to come out, you know, on an emotional high, that really inspirational ending. We'll have just seen George Bailey shouting at, you know, at Merry Christmas Emporium and all that stuff. And then explain sort of where we'll gather and the exact route to Bush Wallace.
Sure. So I think we're going to have everybody gather just right across Patrick Street from the Weinberg. And there's kind of an open parking lot area right across the road from the theater. So it'll be a good place for us to all kind of gather and get our wits about us before we get started on our trek. And then from there, we're going to head east down Patrick Street for about half a block. We're going to turn left and go north up Market Street for a couple of blocks. And our plan right now is to end the whole thing up at Bushwallers on North Market Street, and that'll give us about 2 or 3 blocks of a really great cheer-filled walk through downtown.
And so literally you can be shouting, you know, Merry Christmas, Brewer's Alley, Happy Hanukkah, Firestones. We want everyone to say, you know, we want it to be an inclusive thing where people can shout
exactly
whatever they want, right?
Yes, exactly. And I don't know the exact number off the top of my head, but I'd have to say we'll pass easily 50 businesses between the Weinberg and Bushwallers. So you'll have plenty of opportunities to shout whatever beautiful thing you want to shout at whatever beautiful business you want to shout it at.
Oh, that's so great. But we decided that, you know, George Bailey kind of runs down the street in the movie, but we decided to do It's a Wonderful Walk, just, you know, and capture some more age ranges, a little more accessible for people, and we're not, you know, darting across crosswalks, right?
Exactly, yeah.
It's going to be so much fun. But everybody know, this is the first time we've done it, so just roll with it. You know, it's very laid back, very casual. We're just going to have fun with it.
Yeah, and I'd say everybody should bring jingle bells, wear your craziest tacky Christmas sweater, whatever kind of loud, obnoxious outfit you want to wear, and just have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, Santa hats, whatever. You know, it's just like, it's just like gathering with a bunch of people to do Christmas carols, whatever. You know, we're just going to have
exactly.
Fun. Yeah, we're going to have fun with it. So when we get to Bushwallers, I assume, I'm almost envisioning sort of the end of the movie here where they all gather in the Bailey household and they, you know, they sing carols, they sing Auld Lang Syne, you know. We might do that. We might not. We'll see. But just food, drink, you know, what can we expect in there? Maybe a little music?
Yeah. I think they have a band on Friday night, so it'll be a lively time. You know, I think that the more the merrier. So if we all get in there and start singing along some Christmas carols, then maybe we can get the whole restaurant in behind us.
But it's such in the spirit of the movie, you know, and it kind of ends with, you know, a man is sort of down on his luck, but all of a sudden all he sees how all the people he touched throughout his life come back together, and there's this big community spirit. So we're hoping that's what happens in downtown Frederick, where family, friends, neighbors, even total strangers come together for a feel good moment. Don't you think that there's an appetite
exactly
for that? We live in such divisive sort of times a lot these days, and just explain how this is going to be a feel-good thing that brings everyone together.
Yeah. I am very excited to just have this fun little moment to relax. There's not a lot of event planning or anything that has to go in behind this. It's really just people showing up to have a good time, have fun with each other, and let downtown know how much you love it.
Awesome. Well, we know you love downtown. Explain a little bit about what the Downtown Frederick Partnership does, sort of on a more routine basis when you're not getting crazy ideas from moi.
Yeah, sure. So we are the Main Street organization for Downtown Frederick. So we support all of our local businesses here. We make downtown a really fun place to live and work and play. And so we have a lot of events all throughout the year. Our biggest ones are First Saturday, which are the first Saturday of every month. So, stick around after you do your It's a Wonderful Walk Friday night, and you'll be here just in time for December First Saturday. So, of course, the holidays are a huge time for us. There's lots of shopping and supporting your small businesses here.
That's so great. You guys also do what? Alive at 5. There's a Frederick Jazz Festival. There's all kinds of cool stuff going on.
Yeah. Alive at 5 is us, and that's 21 weeks in a row of live music during the summer. So right now we're definitely more in that kind of, we just had our huge holiday kickoff with Frosty Friday, and then all through each weekend in December will be a huge shopping push. And we have lots of stuff. We're always busy.
Absolutely. Well, we invite everyone to come up. And just in closing, explain sort of how Frederick has, I grew up there, you love it as well, but just explain sort of how it's really blossomed into for a while it was like a hidden secret, but now it's like a destination. People actively take road trips there for the restaurants and everything, but explain sort of how it's a hot spot now.
Oh, yeah, it's a huge destination now, not only for all the different variety of retail down here, but I think that is still something that just really blows people away is how many independently owned stores there really are here. But in the last couple years, even, we've had several distilleries, local breweries pop up. So now it's becoming a really huge tourism destination for that. And, we are one of four main streets in Frederick County. So all within the span of about a 30-minute drive, you can hit Frederick and a few other really great local downtowns as well. So, it's pretty well positioned. We're just about an hour, maybe not even, depending on the traffic, from DC and Baltimore both. So it's a great weekend trip, and there's always something going on.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait. So thanks, Leanne, for helping us put this on. Sometimes the most fun ideas are just a crazy, or organic Facebook post. That's literally how this happens.
So. Exactly.
Awesome. Well, we'll see you out there Friday.
All right. See you Friday.
All right. Bye.